Dr. Van Helsing was as startled as I was. After a moment's pause, he asked,
"But why?"
"You must take me with you. I am safer with you, and you shall be safer too."
"But why, dear Madam Mina? You know that your safety is our solemnest duty. We go into danger to which you are, or may be, more liable than any of us, from circumstances, things that have been."
He paused, embarrassed. As she replied, she raised her finger and pointed to her forehead. "I know. That's why I must go. I can tell you now, whilst the sun is coming up, I may not be able again. I know that when the Count wills me, I must go. I know that if he tells me to come in secret, I must come by wile, by any device to hoodwink even Jonathan." God saw the look that she turned on me as she spoke. And if there be indeed a recording angel, that look is noted to her everlasting honour. I could only clasp her hand. I couldn't speak. My emotion was too great for even the relief of tears. She went on. "You men are brave and strong. You are strong in your numbers, for you can defy that which would break down the human endurance of one who had to guard alone. Besides, I may be of service, since you can hypnotize me, and so learn that which even I myself do not know." Dr. Van Helsing said very gravely, "Madam Mina, you are, as always, most wise. You shall with us come, and together we shall do that which we go forth to achieve." When he had spoken, Mina's long spell of silence made me look at her. She had fallen back on her pillow asleep. She did not even wake when I had pulled up the blind and let in the sunlight which flooded the room. Van Helsing motioned to me to come with him quietly. We went to his room, and within a minute Lord Godalming, Dr. Seward, and Mr. Morris were with us also. He told them what Mina had said and went on,
"In the morning we shall leave for Varna.